Thank you very much, Leo. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the IGO NGO Q&A Voice. Thank you very much, Leo. EDP World. Good looking group. Good morning, good afternoon. Afternoon, good evening. On the 16th, everybody, of December, and welcome to 2000 to the IGO NGO Q&A Voice. On the 2nd, the call today, EDP World. Today, we have joking group called Kirika Paul. On the 16th, the 19th of December, 4th, on the 2000, Paul Tatters Fifth Field team. Today, on Chapman, the call today. There we have George Philip Cole, Kirika Win, Pet Mason, Peter Reinfall, fourth, Jim Paul Tatbaikoff, Laurie Schulman, and David Maher. We've received this field. Apologies. Jason Paul Chapman, meeting, Osvaldo Nunn, Philip Corwin, Mason Cole, Vera, Jim Mary Wabaikoff, from staff, Laurie Schulman, and David from staff on the Maher. The call we have Steve Chan, we've received Mary Cobb. Apologies. Glenn is from Paul Kilangeri, meeting, Michelle Spaldo, Nelda Smythe, Vera, and my son, Mary Wong, from staff, Peregrine. I'd like to remind staff on you all the call. We have to please state your names before we have Steve for speaking. Chan, Beck, for transcripts, Mary Cobb, and purposes. Glenn is Kilangeri. Thank you, Eris. Michelle, much, and Nelda Smythe, to you, Peter, and my son, Dolph Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all.
Thank you.
To please state your names before for speaking. For transcripts.
Welcome back.
Purposes.
Thank you, all of you.
Thank you,
you.
So much for
the time
with you, Peter.
Since we last meet physically and online. Thank you. Peter here. Is there any welcome back statement of interest? All of you. Thank you. What's the time since we last meet? I don't see any hands up. Together and online. I took the opportunity is there any new statement I'll take the interest? The first item on the agenda, see any hands up. The main thing, I took the opportunity, interesting if you want information on we'll have today is from take the Phil Young. So I turn over to Phil that directly. First on item on the update agenda on where as on the them externally the main expert at interesting information.
Thank you, Pat.
We'll have today.
Phil here. I hope everyone can hear me. I'm did provide members of the working group yesterday with a written report
from Phil, so I turn over to Phil directly for an update on work.
Excuse me,
on the
my meeting
externally.
Last Friday with Professor Ed Swain at George Washington University Law School, and I'll
get an expert.
Go through that in a moment for those of you who haven't had a chance to read it yet, and then open. Thank you, Peter. Phil here. I hope everyone can hear me. I'm did provide open it up for any member questions to the working group or discussion of what's going on with that legal research. I'm just going to test it with a take a sip written report of water here, and then I'm going to proceed into the description. Hold on. Report. Excuse me. My meeting last Friday with Professor. Anyway, as reported last Friday afternoon, I went to George Ed Swain at George Washington Law School, which Washington University Law School, and I'll go through that in a moment for those of you who haven't had a chance to read it yet, and then open is in it up for Foggy or bottom air any area of questions Washington or discuss or the White House of and what met with professor going on with that Professor Swain in his office for a bit over legal research for an hour search. I'm just going to take a sip of water. Main purpose here, and then on purpose what I'm going to proceed into well to the description. Besides, hold on, finding out how far are you gotten, and when are you expected to deliver at least a draft report? Was to better acquaint him with the actual
anyway,
purpose and functioning.
As
reported, the UDRP in last particularly the Friday rules of afternoon flying noon to when Gill to with George, I think Washington Law, he found very school very which use is in full and foggy, and he hit the bottom area of quite a area of water. A note, Washington, and you're the White House, and met with Professor Swain in particular in his office for acquainted him a bit over him with the for an hour. The WIPO, my guidance, main purpose, for example, purpose webinars says that was well available, besides online, finding out, and how. How far are you to the new gotten book on demand, may name when he expects arbitration to deliver, which is deliver the best book at least I've ever seen, a draft and explain report, and was to better all the disquaint and ask them, of UD, ERP, with the decision, actual and purpose, and functioning, the final chapter, the UDR is a P, and particularly the has a rules of extensive applying to discussion to one of the appeal, which appeals, I think, both procedures under the UDRP. He found very, I also used talking about full at the history, and he three took quite a bit of note, purpose of us and our working and group, and some of the other things going on, in particular on within a career. I can acquaint him related with the two IGO. The name and act WIPO acronym guidance protects for exaction. We seminars discussed that that was in the article available on 6th tier of the Paris Convention, and the fact online that our work and group had ought to faster than new bound that book on them to main name arbitration notification, which is the white best book of I've ever seen of an explaining by an IGO asserting it's all the diff rights under an aspect of Article 6 of UD 6 tier ERP, the Wood decision, and in our view, the final confessional chap standing is under the existing, has an extensive discussion, CRP of the. So I think the key, he found the meeting being appealed, so I found it useful procedures under he's for the UD just starting on the project. I ought to, so. He hasn't talked about reached any but the his preliminary three conclusions and Jin's purpose of our working, but he doesn't group think he can complete the report in January. He wasn't precise about when in January, but again, he was just and some of the other things going on, get on within getting into ICANN it and related. I got to the feeling he wants to do a pretty thorough IGO name and acronym protection. We did a job. On it, discussed articles and 6 tier 5 of the Paris suggested that convention and when the fact he has what that he believes our working is his closing group and to a final draft found that he should share it so that we can review it and ask any questions or suggest clarification notifications and wipes bow of by an eye before it becomes final. So IGO, I hope he'll take that, asserting its rights under Article 6 tier would that proposal under advisement and work with us in that way. So that's pretty much it. It was a good meeting. It was mostly focused on, in our view, who confers the UDR standing RP under the he didn't offer any opinion on at the existing CRP's point. So I think on key, found the meeting being useful. I found it useful. The interesting interaction in between he's just IGR starting on the those and the project UDRP. He did note that many of the contracts at IGOs he hasn't reached any preliminary sign. They conclude they mentions they make but he does assure that I think he can complete the report in January. He wasn't precise if there's any about the dispute. Went in January over January, but again, he was just getting into compliance with the contract. I got that it's the feeling the object must do a pretty arbitrary thorough arbitration on the job, but not to court on it review. But and I've he also suggested that it is attested that a different situation and that it's not a one. So he has simply a bio that he believes not, or is his close relationships to a final, but there's a third party, the domain name registrant with final draft. It's his own legal rights, and he wasn't sure how to factor that into his own overall and Garrett's analysis so that we can review it. And so I'm going to ask any questions, stop things or suggest there, and see if anybody has any questions about that.
Well, that's
clarification.
Thanks, Phil. Sounds like you had a good meeting, and considering the all the upcoming holidays in between, I think if we can make both
before it becomes
the preliminary and hopefully the final report before the end of January, that's perfectly
final. So I hope he'll
acceptable for us as I see it.
Yeah, he didn't indicate that he foresaw any problems in delivering a final report to us, but take that proposal by the end of January. So that's a good sign. He was just beginning the work as of last week, but was planning to under to get into it over the holiday period. And so I think once we get that, at least the draft and then the final report advisement, we will have the basis for proceeding toward conclusion of our working group. Unless he tells us that they absolutely need that we need to create a whole new CRP for IGOs, which is a work with us in that way. So that's pretty much another task, but let's not prejudge his conclusions. I don't know that he'll give that finding at all. It was a good meeting. It was mostly focused on questions or comments on my report.
Bill, it's Jim Bykoff.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bill. Bill, my only question, and I understand we're going to have to wait till we see the report before we can really comment
the UDR-
on
RP.
Further on P. the sovereign immunity issue. But has there been any developments with regard to either contacts from the GAC or the IGO?
He didn't offer any opinion.
Group.
No, there hasn't been, Jim. Since Petra and I, along with supporting staff, had a call with Chris on at this point on Spain, which I believe was just the week before the Dublin meeting, where he gave us a verbal report, very the interaction between IGOs and the UDRP. He did note that many of the contracts that IGOs sign, they make sure that if there's any dispute over compliance with the contract, that it's subject to arbitration and not to court review, but he also noted it is a different situation, that it's not a simply a bilateral relationship, but there's a third party, the domain name registrant, with its own legal rights, and he wasn't sure how to factor that in. Broad stroke about where things stood between the board, the GAC, and the IGO small group. At that time, he told into his overall, and he hoped to analysis get us something. So I'm going to assume in writing, you know, at least a general summary of where they were, but stop there. And we haven't received anybody anything since then. We have no idea whether they've had further discussions, where things stand, or when with any questions. We'll get an actual written about a description of what they're looking toward. Of course, it was no surprise the IGOs, as always, are insisting that they cannot be required to enter into any process that has appeal to a court of mutual jurisdiction. But we'll await Professor Swain's opinion on that. I believe, Steve, let me call on Steve. Did Mary have any update on,
thanks, Phil,
on where things stood with that? I think I may have seen something from her in the last week or so.
Sounds like
so on the status of those discussions.
Like,
do you recall? I know she's not with us on the call today.
Thanks, Phil. This is Steve from staff. Yeah, I'm not privy to those conversations, but you know, so as much
I had a good meeting
as I know,
and
it's just been passed on to me from Mary. And from what I understand, there hasn't been a lot of live or active discussion,
considering
there. So as much as we chase and push, you know, in particular, Krista Spain has been extremely busy with the CCWG accountability as well as the CEO search. So from what I understand from Mary, they're not seeing a whole lot of action in the small group. So
yeah,
I have a rather recent note from Mary, and when she spoke about the meeting of today and a contact with a legal expert. And it just said that in addition to the upcoming holidays, I can continue to request updates from those of our colleagues supporting the board and the GAC to see where things stand with the IGN between your small group. So, as you say, that's where we are. I think if we can...
Peter and Phil and Steve... one of the reasons I'm asking that question is because I had a telephone conference the third week of November with Mark Carvell, who's the very active GAC member on these kinds of issues. And I told him at that point that we were engaging a professor to you know, do some research on the sovereign immunity issue. And he said that I should keep him advised because he understands that there may be, you know, that our position may be
preliminary and hopefully the final report before the end of January. That's perfectly acceptable for us as I see it.
Yeah, he didn't indicate that he...
That there is no... special protection warranted to the IGOs, but in the meantime, pending that decision, it wouldn't be wise for him to take any steps at this point. So I think once we have that opinion, I should go back to him at some point,
final report.
And, you know, especially if that opinion, you know, vindicates the position that we tentatively adopted. And then
to us by the end of June,
see whether he can be of some help, because I think he understands that there are some issues with, you know, special protection at this point.
Right. Well, thank you for that, Jim. And, you know, we'll see. We all know that we may want January. So wind up being in a position of strong disagreement with the IGOs. Their position throughout this has been that that's a good sign. He was just beginning the work as of last week, but was planning to get into it over the holiday period. And so I think once we get that, at least the draft and then the final report, we will have the basis for proceeding toward conclusion of our working group, unless he tells us that they absolutely need that we need to create a whole new CRP for IGOs, which is a whole other task. But let's not prejudge his conclusions. I don't know that he'll give that finding at all. So other questions or comments on my report?
Phil, it's Jim Bykoff.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Phil. Phil, My only question, and I understand we're going to have to wait till we see the report before we can really comment on further on the sovereign immunity issue, but has there been any developments with regard to either contacts from the GAC or the IGO group?
No, there hasn't been, Jim. Since Petra and I, along with supporting staff, had a call with Chris Despain, which I believe was just the week before the Dublin meeting, where he gave us a verbal report, very broad stroke, about where things stood between the board, the GAC, and the IGO small group. At that time, he told us he hoped to get us something soon in writing, you know, at least a general summary of where they were. But we haven't received anything since then. We have no idea whether they've had further discussions, where things stand, or when we'll get an actual written description of what they're looking toward. Of course, it was no surprise the IGOs, as always, are insisting that they cannot be required to enter into any process that has appealed to a court of mutual jurisdiction, but we'll await Professor Swain's opinion on that. I believe, Steve, let me call on Steve. Did Mary have any update on where things stood with that? I think I may have seen something from her in the last week or so on the status of those discussions. Do you recall? I know she's not with us on the call today.
Thanks, Phil. This is Steve from staff. Yeah, I'm not privy to those conversations, but you know, so as much as I know, it's just been passed on to me from Mary. And from what I understand, there hasn't been a lot of live or active discussions there, so as much as we chase and push, you know, in particular, Chris Despain has been extremely busy with CCWG accountability as well as the CEO search. So from what I understand from Mary, they're not seeing a whole lot of action in the small group. So
I have a rather recent note from Mary, and when she spoke about the meeting of today and a contact with the legal aid.
Are entitled to, they cannot be subject to any procedure that could result in an appeal to a...
And it just said that in addition, we continue to request...
When we've asked them for, you know, legal justification for that...
Request updates from those...
Haven't really provided
all our colleagues supporting the board and the GAC to see where things stand with the IGO small group.
We'll have something from the professor next month, and then
as you say, that's where we
see what
we are.
It is. I don't want to prejudge it. I do note that in the chat room, George noted that we have found that some IGOs have. Despite the potential for appeal to a national court, nonetheless, use
Phil,
the UDR
and Steve. One of the reasons,
and I did point that out to Professor Swain when we met. I believe that was in my email.
I'm asking
report
that question is
yesterday
because right, and I had a telephone and a conference. I think that's. True. I mean, going back, we can go back 10 or the 15 year week of beers, even in November, and see with Mark Carr, because I was Ravel. I was counseling the very in the world, very active bank at one of GAC point, where member on where they did file you DRP, these kinds of issues.
Right.
I think that goes back to like 90. I told him the late 90s. Or at that point, the early point that we were 2000s so engaging. I mean, IGOs have to take an advantage, you know, do the UG, some research, DRP, the search on the sovereign immunity, no question about that, and there's no question really about their right to take advantage of it, and they've done it, I think, with knowledge that there could be an immunity issue, a court appeal, because it's very clear. He said to clear in the rules, keep rules that I should keep him that was advised the procedure because this he understands.
Yeah, and to that point,
that there
Jim, when
maybe
I met with the professor
that our position may be that there is no special protection warranted to the IGOs.
The extent,
but in the meantime,
that any IGOs have registered domain names. Pending
that
they could have done it without signing a registrar agreement, which
it wouldn't be wise for him to
requires the
to take any
registrant to submit
steps at this point. So I think once we have that opinion, I should go back to him at some point and
the UDRP,
you know, especially if that opinion.
I told him I didn't know of any case where a IGO had been a respondent. Right?
Indicates the position
rather than a
complaint that we
pointed, but that it was always possible that could happen. And we also discussed the fact that
tentatively adopt it, and then see whether he can be of.
WIPO is working with the IGO small group, but WIPO is not totally disinterested because it is of course
some help because I think he understands that there are some issues with
of course an IGO in and of itself.
Exactly.
Okay. Other comments or questions on my meeting with the professor?
Special
No, say no.
Okay. Well,
protection at this point.
I thought it would still be useful.
Right. Well,
thank you for that. But only in what took place. We had a good conversation. He seems very interested in the project, and Jim doing a thorough job on it. And you know, we'll see. We all know that we may wind up being in a position of strong disagreement with the IGOs. Their position throughout this has been they're all looking at forward to receiving they are entitled to his report that they cannot be, which will be. Permit a subject to file to any procedure that could the gear result in a shift back and drive and move forward with our project. So I'll turn it back to you now, Petter, and I can appeal to guess the final discussion is assuming we get a report when we've asked ingest them for legal just January notification seems quite unlikely. For that, what do we do? Who haven't really provided it, but we'll have something from that. And the professor point on for next month and to the merit, and we'll cash me. We'll see what it is. Whatever it is, I don't want to go prejudge. So I do note over to you, Pitt, in the chat room. George noted that.
No, thanks. Petter, yeah.
We have found some IGOs. Despite the potential for
previously
appeal
stated that we can't wait too long.
The National Court have nonetheless used the UDRP, and I did point that out to Professor Swain when we met. I believe that was in my email report yesterday.
Right, and I think that's true. I mean, going back, we can go back 10 or 15 years even and see, because I was counseling the World Bank at one point where they did file a UDRP.
Right.
I think that goes back to like the late 90s or maybe the early 2000s. So, I mean, IGOs have taken advantage of the UDRP. There's no question about that, and there's no question really about their right to take advantage of it, and they've done it, I think, with knowledge that there could be a court appeal because it's very clear in the rules that that procedure exists.
Yeah, and to that point, Jim, when I met with the professor, we also noted that to the extent that any IGOs have registered domain names, I don't know how they could have done it without signing a registrar agreement, which requires the registrant to submit to UDRP. I told him I didn't know of any case where a IGO had been a respondent rather than a complainant, but that it was always possible that could happen. And we also discussed the fact that WIPO is working with the IGO small group, but WIPO is not totally disinterested because it is, of course, an IGO in and of itself.
Exactly.
Okay. Other comments or questions?
Just sitting and waiting.
Questions?
Without doing anything for...
on my meeting with the professor?
The IGO small group and GAC. No, say no.
Okay. Well, you know,
Porch.
I thought it would still be useful to let all you know what
but
took place. We had a good conversation. He seems very interested
from what I
in the now. Project and doing a thorough job on it. And we're all looking forward to receiving his report, which will permit us to finally put the gear shift back in drive and move forward with our project. So I'll turn it back to you now, Petter, and I guess the final discussion is, you know, assuming we get a report in January, which seems quite likely, what do we do
it's a good
from that point on up to the Marrakesh meeting, what are our goals? So over to you,
idea that,
Petter.
That once. Yeah, thanks, Petter here. We have the, well, we have previously stated that we can't wait too long, just sitting and waiting without doing anything for the report from IGO, the small group, external legal and GAC reports. But from what I hear now, it seems a good idea, the expert, that once we have the report from the external legal expert to give GAC and IGO's come to come up with comments, but also give that a specific time for response, because to come up with comments. But once we are in January, February next year, we haven't actually also give that proceeded anything a specific time for response, because for a year, more or less, once in our working group. And we are in January, February next year. I was just wanted to turn over to Steve on what comments you have on our upcoming next steps. I don't know if you haven't actually. Other in the working group would see it interesting to have an update on our initial detailed working calendar, but anything at least. It would be interesting to if you could send it out again for rephrasing for a year and here and. Also, maybe more or less in our working group. And I was just wanted to turn over to Steve on what comments you have on our upcoming next steps. I don't know if you other in the working group would see at this point some new dates for our. Interesting initial to have conclusions and options. So, Steve, do you have any update or comments on our initial detailed information that working care calendar? But
sure. Thanks, Petter. It's Steve again.
At least it would be interesting to
from staff. I think it's probably good to take into consideration what Phil had already mentioned, that, you know, we can try to plan towards certain dates, but I think without knowing exactly what...
If you could send it out again...
It's going to be in the legal experts' findings or the report. You know, we don't necessarily know how long it's going to take us to develop whatever recommendations this working group decides
to
upon.
Rephrase it.
So in that regard, I don't...
And also maybe point some new dates for our initial conclusions. So, Steve, do you have any comments, information there?
No, exactly. Sure, thanks. I think when we can pin down dates for things.
No, sorry. Just
better.
Just to interrupt
Steve again.
Give
from staff.
My other question.
I think it's
question is
probably good to
do. We have
take into
consideration
what Phil had already mentioned.
Official
that, you know,
specific,
you know, we can try
dates where we are supposed to come up with something, or are we free to extend it?
Put a plan towards certain dates, but I think without knowing exactly what's going to be in the legal experts' findings or the report, you know, we don't necessarily
so that we
know how long
at least
it's going to take
have,
us to develop,
have
develop whatever
enough
recommendations
to proceed.
To direct a working group, we responded, I don't think we're beholden to any certain dates. I think we need to take the time we need, so in that to come up regard, I don't with fulsome know exactly when we can pin down dates for things.
Sorry, just to interrupt you. My other question is, do we have any official specific dates where...
So I don't think there's any predetermined dates that we need to meet. And, you know, I understand the working groups...
We are
supposed frustration
to come up with something, or are we free to extend it?
The loss of momentum. So I think once we hopefully get the report from the legal expert in January, we can
so that we
resume a more regular meeting schedule and attempt to recapture that momentum.
We at least have enough information to...
And at the same time, I think as much as possible, we'll try to seek to consider the proposal from the small group.
To proceed.
So I can put together, or I guess update the work calendar to hopefully give us an understanding of when we... to directly respond to that, I don't think we're beholden to any certain dates. I think we need to... might be able to try to reach some conclusions, but I think it'll be preliminary until we get some more formal understanding of the proposals from both Professor Swain and the small group.
Thanks. Phil?
Yeah, Phil here. I agree what you said, and, you know, there's two potential scenarios. If Professor Swain comes back and said that the consensus view of sovereign immunity does not entitle IGOs to does not require establishing a whole separate CRP for IGOs.
Take the time when we need
with no
to come up
no court
with full
right of appeal.
Recommendations.
I think we can proceed rather quickly if he comes back and said that they do need a separate one.
I don't think there's any.
I don't
any,
know if this working group is going to
determine dates
attempt
that we need
to
meet. And, you know, I understand the working group's frustrations and the loss of momentum. So I think once we hopefully
draft something, a UDRP just for...
get the report from the legal expert in January, we can resume a more regular meeting schedule and attempt to recapture that momentum. And at the
IGO,
same time, I
was on the hand,
I think as much as
full of cases
possible.
This is that might
try to seek
it arrived
to
because every year
consider the
there are simple
proposal from the small group
report a conclusion and but
I can put together
believe it
together or
some other
or, I guess
working group
update
to take on
the
that task
calendar.
But we'll deal with that when we have to.
Hopefully give us an understanding.
Any views on,
when we
on that?
Might be able to,
Steve, I forget,
try to
get what the
conclusion
scope of our
but I think it'll be
charter
preliminary to
whether we would be required to
get some
take on that
more
task.
Formal understanding,
you know, Steve,
understanding of the proposals
hop anyway
from
so,
you
know.
Both
okay.
Mr. Swain and the small group. Sorry, I was already moving on to a different point, so I kind of missed
thanks.
Exactly what you said.
Phil here.
Sorry.
Yeah, I agree with what you
said.
And
can you
go
ahead and repeat you just the...
Yeah, you know, yeah, just there's two potential scenarios. Professor Swain, if Professor Swain back and Swain comes that back and said that the recognized the scope consists of sovereign consensus view of immunity, sovereign immunity does not entitle at all. Insulin IGO relates those to IGO those and does not prohibit requires them from being establishing required a hold any separate CRP into the UE for IDRP IGOs where URS no that's which both have national court right of appeal right to appeal to appeal to a court of mutual jurisdiction. I think we can proceed rather quickly, and he comes back, which we can say that they do need to conclude a separate one. They need a separate CRP. I don't he just know if this for working group is going to just attempt for the case to they might file or would draft some under anything a charter. We basically acquired a UD to CRP create just for that CRP or merely to IGO. Was on the hand report full of case that concludes that my reason only arrive to another every year working group or simple group to report to or to conclude to work and on that rather monumental task but believe it to some other working group to take on that task but we'll deal with that when we have to. Any views on that, Steve? I forget what the scope of our charter is, whether we would be required to take on that task.
No, Steve, your hands are up anyway, so.
Sorry, I was already moving on to a different point, so I kind of missed exactly what you said. Sorry, I apologize for asking. Can you go ahead and repeat just the...
Yeah, just if Professor Swain comes back and says that the recognized scope of sovereign immunity insulates IGOs and prohibits them from being required into any into the UDRP or URS, which both have right to appeal to a court of mutual jurisdiction, and which would lead to the conclusion that they need a separate CRP just for just for the cases they might file. Are we under our charter required to create that CRP or merely to report that conclusion. I'll leave it to another working group to work on that rather monumental task.
I think we'd probably need to go back and confirm, but it's probably likely that the scope is more to recommend the DRP CRP.
Okay.
Rather than to actually create it, but I'll go ahead rather than to take a look actually create it back at the chip, but I'll charter and confirm that.
Okay. All right. Well, if I, you know, if he does say that, that the existing
I'll go ahead
new deer
and take a look
P
is back at the chip.
Fine for
charter and
for them that there's no
confirm that
immunity problem and that, okay that and we stick with our conclusion that all right Article 6 tier filing gives them standing. Well, that the existing UDRP is we can find for finish for them that there's rather there's no one quickly identity problem don't know problem and that if that, we don't get a repo and we stick with our conclusion that we're till late January I don't know if we can get something our final go six out tier five and gives them stand before the and Marrakesh meeting, which is early March on that. But I think we can wrap up in this. We can bring sort of finish up rather quickly. I don't know if we don't get a report. We'll just wait till late January. I don't know if we can get something. It's hard and final to out. I think we'll schedule meetings as soon as if we get at least for the preliminary report back from him, or if we get something more substantial, Marrakesh meeting, which is in final early March from the March, but I think we can wrap up the board up in the sport GAC bring cert IGO discussions, but once we have his report, we can go back to weekly meetings and wrapping up as quickly as possible. We'll just...
Phil, this is Jim Bykoff. I think I understand the pressure on the group to do something.
You know, it's hard
something.
To... I think we'll schedule meetings as soon as
frankly,
we get at least
in a position
to preliminary
right now where everything depends
report back
on
back from him,
the opinion,
or if
we
get here, get something more
and
substantial.
If we get it in late
and
January,
the final from the...
And it does, it's not as simple,
the
simple as
board GAC
saying
IGO
there is
discussion.
No
ground, but once
for any
once we have
special
his report,
protection, then we may have to go
back to weekly
months of work cut out for us because depending on how what those recommendations
meetings and wrapping up
are that
as quickly
he comes out,
quickly as possible.
Out with it may Phil, this may be, this is Jim Bogdy, the subject of multiple conference calls going on through the spring. So I think it's best, I understand, to get it right. Stand the pressure on the group to do something right, and but I, even though they think there's pressure, we're in a position where we have to just wait, get the right now where everything depends on opinion on analyze the opinion we get and get move. If we get it in late January and forward, and it does in whatever is a way, it's not as simple as saying there is no ground. We can, as per the report.
Yeah, to be clear, Jim, I completely agree with that viewpoint.
For any special protection, then we may have months of work cut out for us because depending on how, what those recommendations are that he comes out with, it may be the subject of multiple conference calls going on through the spring. So I think it's best to get it right.
And I was just
right and
saying that once we,
even though there's pressure, I think we have to just wait, get the opinion, analyze it, and then move forward in whatever way we can, as per the report.
Yeah, to be clear, Jim, I completely agree with that. Get the viewpoint for it, whatever it is, we can have regular. And I was just saying that once we get the our meetings for it, and move forward as quickly as possible. But you're right, it's possible, whatever it is. He might want to give us, we can report, which is not black and white, but which is many shades of gray and requires a great deal of consideration by us going forward. Have regular meetings again and move forward as quickly as possible. But you're right, it's possible. He might well give us a report which is not black and white, but which is many shades of gray and requires a great deal of consideration by us going forward. We'll just have to wait and see.
Having looked at opinions in the past on points involving trademark law from academics, I can say that it wouldn't surprise me if we were to get an opinion that had a lot of gray points in it.
Just have to wait and see. Me either. That's what lawyers have paid for, after all. Finding 1,000 shades of gray.
Perfect right.
Having looked at opinions in the
new hand?
Past on points,
it's the
points involving
same hand, but
trademark.
It's just to make the point I wanted to make earlier.
Mark Lawford.
Yeah, please.
Thanks, Peter.
From academics,
the comment I wanted to make is,
I can
just that,
can say that
it
wouldn't
in regards
surprise
to
me if we,
process,
if we were to get an opinion that had a lot of gray points.
What we would be
in it.
Aiming to deliver is just an initial report, which is still
me either.
Subject to through public comment.
That's what
for
the lawyers
have 40 days
paid for after
and then,
after all.
Then the final report. So,
them shades are
so,
gray.
I guess I just want to be a little more precise. When we're talking about wrapping things up, we still have a few steps to go at least. So if we're to aim to get
Steve,
something by
is that a new hand?
Panama. Or sorry, Mark. It's this cash. Same hand, but it's just to make it a point I want. It would be at most the initial report, I would imagine, to make earlier. Just wanted to put that out there.
Please.
So, thanks, Peter. Thanks. So the comment I wanted to make is just that in regards to process.
It seems that we are
what we would be aiming to deliver is just an initial report,
all
which I
think that's
still
we
subject to public comment of 40 days, and then
not scheduled
then the final report. So I just want to be a little more precise
to meet
when we're talking.
Meeting, but hopefully it will be somewhere between the middle
talking about
and the end of
things up. We still have a few steps
of January
to go at least.
When
if we were to aim to get something by,
we have the
Panama
the initial report and where we also can. Some kind of feeling on
it would be at
where
most
the
initial
report,
I would imagine.
Legal expert, but it's
just wanted to put that
wing.
Out there. Thanks.
And hopefully, by then or. It seems that we are. Close up to that. We all also think that we input from we should from at least GAC. Not schedule the issue. I mean, say they're waiting now perhaps a bit before nice day or repeat for an report next to me from meeting but more legal expert, but hopefully it will be somewhere between, they also have the middle the end of ongoing of work in general in when in their small group. And it would be interesting to have some input we have on the initial report, what are they doing there, and where we also can. So we will come back have to you some kind of feeling on once we where the no legal but is which is great that thing is useful in January for that help meeting. Hopefully by then or close up to that. Okay. Hi. Also some we don't want to input one from at least keep your GAC time unnecessary issue. I mean, okay, they're waiting now perhaps a bit for our report from a legal expert, but they also have I don't know if there's anyone else that have any specific comments or questions ongoing work in their small group. And it would be interesting to have some inputs on. Otherwise, I think we are done for today. Thanks for the your report with your initial meeting doing there with the legal expert. And we will come back to you once we. No, take this up, which date that is useful in January. Opportunity for that to meeting. Wish you okay. We don't call fun to upcoming Merry Christmas and keep your and a Happy New Year. Unnecessary. I don't know if there's Anyone else that have any specific comments or questions?
And same to you, Petter, and Phil, and everyone.
Otherwise,
on the call.
I think we are done for today. Thanks, Phil, for the your report with your initial meeting with the legal experts. And I take this opportunity to wish you all an upcoming Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Petter, and Phil, and everyone on the call.
Thank you very much, Leo. Thank you very much, Leo. Today's call is concluded. You may now stop the recording. Today's call. You may now stop the recording.